Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine. I am so excited to be with you today. You know what today is? Do you know what today is? Today, it's my birthday. Na, 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 na. It's my birthday too, yeah. I've been on the air for a year, you guys. I've made it through a year. It's my radio birthday for Whiplash Talk. I started February 17th, 2024, so I'm going to call February 15th my birthday since I'm on the air. So it's my one-year anniversary. I'm calling it a birthday, and I want all of you guys to have birthday cake or a glass of wine and just pop the popcorn, and let's just have a fun show today. So anyway, I am super excited to be here today. It's the Q-Train day, and we've got an exciting show coming up after mine with Aloha and Q, I believe, and maybe even possibly Mermaid, which would be fabulous. I just wanted to start off and just say yesterday I had an amazing time with a couple of my spicy sisters out there, still riding the love and laughter train from last night. We had a Galentine's call that was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I think our cheeks and our sides hurt so much, probably still today, because we just laughed and had so much fun. And so to both of you, you know who you are, much, much, much beautiful love to you. Had so much fun with you guys. It was fabulous. I'm just in awe of how my circle is growing from starting a year ago with my show. And being so in a different space with my mother passing, with Bill passing, and then basically no family, no friend circle to lean on in this walk that you and I are on right now. And to look at now a year and to look past and look back, not that I'm wanting to look in the rearview mirror, but to see where I've come from, you guys, I've really grown. And so sometimes when you think you're not growing and you can't see the forest for the trees, you're growing. And as Q says, we're all getting more light within us. And so I just want to encourage each and every one of you, and specifically thank every one of you for reaching out and growing my adopted family. My adopted family has grown from Karen in Maine, from my very first person that heard me my very first day, reached out and talked to me and let me know how she found me and that she loves my show, to the most recent people that have reached out, to each and every one of you. You are truly special to me. And I am just completely touched by your love and your support. So happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. I'm so excited. So I just want to follow up on a couple of other things. Q had Saskia call in on, it was last week sometime. I don't even remember what show it was she called in on. I think it was Timelines. But he asked her to give her website, her link to where you could book with her. And I actually have that right here. If you guys want to grab a pen to where you guys could do that, I actually have that so you can write it down if you're interested in working with her. I have personally worked with her, and it's amazing. It's amazing. She's a beautiful being that will truly, truly, she's complete, total heart-centered love. And only wants the best for you and will work with you. So get your pins ready. It's an HTTPS Hotel Tango Tango Papa Sierra. And then a colon, and then the forward slash, and another forward slash, and then the word column, column, 17, C as in Charlie, C as in Charlie, .com, forward slash, and it's Saskia, S-A-S-K-I-A, forward slash. So I'll just read it back to you. I'm not going to go through all the alphabet here, but it's HTTPS colon forward slash column, sorry, 17cc dot com forward slash Saskia, S-A-S-K-I-A, forward slash. So now you have that link to where you guys can find her if you are so inclined. I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about something that was shared with me by a very sweet dear friend that I just love the way that she is in tune and sees things so clearly where I'm a little muddy still, and but yet still wants to talk things through with me and gather my input as well. And it's such a beautiful new friendship that's blossoming. And I don't have her permission to share her name, but I really wanted to share something that she shared with me that helped me. And so I'm believing it will help you too. There's a lot of talk about spiritual awakening and ascension, and it kind of intermingles with each other, but it's really more of a spiritual awakening versus ascension. What is what and which is which, right? And she asked me the question, and it was a really good question. She said, do you feel love, the love in your heart? And then she said, it could be felt as pain too. And as you guys know, this past year, I have experienced some heartbreak. And so I really understood what she was saying. Sometimes we think love is just, you know, rainbows and roses and, you know, pony rides. But sometimes love in your heart, it can be the heartbreak of losing one that you loved. And trying not to focus on the emotion of things, but it really helped me focus on, okay, that's what she's talking about. And she said, that is your true you. And I'm like, interesting, because it goes back to we've been told, you know, I command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. And we're to make our decisions based on our heart center and based on our highest and best excitement. But sometimes if you're caught up in this matrix, as I have been, and still am, kicking and scratching to get out, but I'm still in, you find that you're in your heart center, and then next thing you know, you're right in the middle of your head, and you're thinking things through, and how am I going to do this, and how am I going to get out of the matrix, and you're trying to think your way out of the matrix, when Q just keeps saying, just stop. And so the logical person that you've been programmed to be is like, I can't stop my mortgage payment. I can't stop. How will I eat? I can't stop. How would I feed those that rely on me? I can't stop. How would I pay for? And it's just, and he's just saying, just stop, right? So this really helped me. She said that, you know, do you feel the love in your heart? And that is the true you, the love that you carry, or when you are in your heart center. She goes, that presence is your true nature, your essence. And we've heard it 1,000 times, but I just loved it put this way, because sometimes you hear it just, they tweak it just a little bit and you're like, oh, aha moment. She continued to say, your essence is, you know, that presence is your true nature and your essence. And she says, love equals light, and light equals spirit that resides in your chest, in your heart. That endless stream of love is vaster than any ocean, is more vast than any ocean, embracing the whole universe, omnipresence. And then she went on to talk about spiritual awakening is to awaken to the fact that there is more than what we see, hear, or feel. That there is more beyond the physical world, and discovering this is your journey. So your spiritual awakening is your journey and discovering the fact that there is more to than what we see. We awaken to the fact that, you know, there's more to what we see or hear or feel. That is the journey. And then she talked about ascension, whereas ascension is instant. It's not a way to go. It's not a way to go, although we perceive it as such. And I have done that before, you guys, probably even on the radio, and you guys are all like, come on, sunshine, get with it. You know, you're kind of a little behind the power curve here. And so I thought that was really good, because Q has even taught, and Mermaid has even said, you know, you'll close your eyes and boom, you'll be there. And Mermaid has said, you'll know when you've crossed over. You will know. And so I am coming to tell you guys, I think I've jumbled the two together in a salad when they're supposed to be as, like, you know, side dishes, not tossed like a salad. So I wanted to share that with you. And then she went on to say, it's choosing heart over mind in each now. So now, okay, choose your heart over mind. It's not like in the morning you wake up and it's like, I'm going to live in my heart center. And then you go through the day. It's like every decision that you have, everything that is brought before you or needs your attention, that you have to keep making that decision is how I interpret that. It's choosing heart over mind each now. Truth over lie. Compassion over judgment. Assistance and presence over distance and resistance. This, you guys, oh my gosh, this, with friends like this, caring to share and help me and now you grow. Thank you to this beautiful, beautiful column of starlight. I love you so much. And I thank you for helping me and help everybody on the radio as well. I love this beautiful column of light, and she is special. She's a beautiful, beautiful warrior princess. Going on to some other things that I wanted to talk about, I think it'll flow well into this. I'll just start here. A different way to view the importance of the head, you know, or mind to heart drop. You know, we always say, or most of us say, I command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. And we say it three times. I'm going through a book called The Untethered Soul, The Journey Beyond Self by Michael A. Singer. And I got turned on to this book through a course that I'm doing with Lucia Nicola Evans. And I wanted to share a couple of pages describing what you may have heard being called monkey mind. You know, the monkey brain is just like constantly, like when you're trying to quiet your mind and be in your heart center, and you just, things are just pinging, the monkey's bouncing off the walls, going everywhere, and you just cannot get it under control. These few pages really helped me. And so I thought I would go ahead and move into them and see if it would help you guys as well. So I command our spirits to have clear communication now. I command our spirits to have clear communication, which includes listening, now. I command our spirits to have clear communication now. Michael Singer, I'm just going to start here. It goes, if you mistreat an animal, it becomes afraid. That is what happened to your psyche. You have mistreated it by giving it a responsibility that is incomprehensible. You said to your mind, quote, I want everyone to like me. I don't want anyone to speak badly of me. I want everything I say and do to be acceptable and pleasing to everyone. I don't want anyone to hurt me. I don't want anything to happen that I don't like. And I want everything to happen that I do like. Then you said, quote, now, mind, figure out how to make every one of these things in a reality, even if you don't have to think about it day and night. And of course, your mind said, I'm on the job. I will work on it constantly. He continues to say, can you imagine somebody trying to do that? The mind has to try to make it so that everything you say is said the right way, taken the right way, and has the right effect on everybody. It has to make sure that everything you do is interpreted and seen the right way, that nobody does anything that hurts you. It has to make sure that you get everything you want and that you don't ever get what you don't want. The mind is constantly trying to give you advice on how to make it all okay. That is why the mind is so active. You gave it an impossible task to do. It's equivalent to expecting your body to lift trees and scale mountains in a single jump. Your body would get sick if you kept trying to make it do things it was incapable of doing. This is what was broken in the psyche. This is what has broken the psyche. The signs of the body breaking are pain and weakness. The signs of the psyche breaking are underlying fear and incessant neurotic thought. At some point, you have to wake up and acknowledge that you have a problem inside. Just watch and you'll see that your mind is constantly telling you what to do. It tells you to go here, but not there, and to say this, but not that. It tells you what to wear and what not to wear. It has never stopped. Wasn't it that way in high school? Wasn't it that way in junior high and elementary school? Hasn't it always been that way? This act of constantly worrying about yourself is a form of suffering. But how do you fix this? How do you get it to stop? Most people try to fix their inner problems by getting better at the same external games they have always played. If we take a snapshot of our inner problems, we will see that each person has what we'll call the problem of the day. This is the thing that is bothering them the most at any given moment. When the current problem isn't bothering them, then the next one pops up. And when that one isn't bothering them, the next one pops up. That is what your thoughts are about. Your thoughts tend to focus on what is bothering you today. Your thoughts are about the problem, what is bothering you, and what you can do about it. If you don't do something about this, it will go on for the rest of your life. I'm going to stop right here for a second. I know Q has shared with us that he leans on us to help him know what we're going through because he hasn't experienced some of what, you know, he doesn't have our implants anymore. He doesn't have those. And so I thought this was such a really good explanation because it doesn't really matter what you do in life. We have been programmed like this for this, basically out, you know, all of us that are listening to this, basically out of the womb. TV has been programming this since day one. Our schools have been teaching this from day one. Do better, grow stronger, be faster, be smarter, be taller, be prettier. All of that programming going on. So let me keep going. What you'll see is that your mind is always telling you that you have to change something outside in order to solve your inner problems. But if you are wise, you won't play this game. You'll realize that the advice your mind is giving you is psychologically damaged advice. Your mind's thoughts are disturbed by its fears. Of all the advice in the world that you do not want to listen to, it is the advice of a disturbed mind. Your mind actually misleads you. Suppose it tells you, if I could just get that promotion, then I'd be fine. I'd feel good about myself and I could get my life back together. Have you found that to be true? After you get that promotion, does that end all your insecurities and leave you financially satisfied for the rest of your life? Of course not. All that happens is that the next problem comes to the surface. Once you see this, you realize the mind has a serious underlying problem. And what it's doing is making up external situations that might make things more comfortable. But the external situations are not the cause of the inner problem. They are merely an attempt to solve the problem. For example, if you feel loneliness and insufficiency within your heart, it's not because you haven't found a special relationship. That did not cause the problem. The relationship is your attempt to solve the problem. All you're doing is trying to see if a relationship will appease your inner disturbance. If it doesn't, you'll try something else. The fact is, however, external changes are not going to solve your problem because they don't address the root of your problem. The root problem is that you don't feel whole and complete within yourself. And I'm going to pause here. It goes back to our minds are so programmed, and not trying to say that the root of the problem is you and that you don't feel whole and complete within yourself. The root of the problem is our minds have been programmed to work against us. Okay. Let me continue. If you don't identify the root properly, you will seek someone or something to cover it up. You will hide behind finances, people, fame, and adoration. If you try to find the perfect person to love and adore you, and you manage to succeed, then you have actually failed. You did not solve your problem. All you did was involve that person in your problem. Timelines. That is why people have so much trouble with relationships. You began with a problem inside yourself, and you tried to solve it by getting involved with someone else. That relationship will have problems because your problems are what caused the relationship. It is all so easy to see once you step back and dare to look at it honestly. Now that we've seen what failure looks like, let's define success. Yes, let's go. Let's get on to the good stuff. Success regarding your psyche is comparable to health regarding your physical body. Success means you never have to think about your psyche again. A naturally healthy body is one that just does what it's supposed to do while you're going about your business. You never have to think about it. Likewise, you should never have to figure out how to be okay or how to not be scared or how to feel loved. You should not have to devote your life to your psyche. Imagine what fun life would be if you didn't have those neurotic personal thoughts going on within you. You could enjoy things, and you could actually get to know people instead of needing them. You could just live and experience your life instead of trying to use life to fix what's wrong inside of you. You are capable of achieving that state. It's never too late. And I just want to pause here for just a second. Q has told us, you know, that, and Saskia has mentioned to me too, you know, getting on top of, getting control of the monkey mind that's vital to us because it has been programmed, it has been designed to work against us in ascension. And so I'll just move on. It says, imagine what fun life would be if you didn't have those neurotic personal thoughts going on within you. You could enjoy things. You could actually get to know people instead of needing them. You could just live and experience your life instead of trying to use life to fix what's wrong inside of you. You are capable of achieving that state. It's never too late. Okay, I'll move on. Your relationship with your psyche is like an addiction. It is constantly making demands of you, and you have devoted your life to serving these demands. If you want to be free, you have to learn to treat it like any other addiction. For example, drug addicts are capable of stopping their drug use, going through withdrawals, and never doing drugs again. Maybe it isn't easy, but they are capable. The same thing is true of the addiction to the psyche. You are capable of ceasing the absurdity of listening to the perpetual problems of your psyche. You can put an end to it. You can wake up in the morning, look forward to the day, and not worry about what will happen. Your daily life can be like a vacation, as Q has said. I interjected right there. He didn't write that. Work can be fun. Family can be fun. You can just enjoy all of it. That does not mean you don't do your best. You just have fun doing your best. Then at night when you go to sleep, you let it all go. You just live your life without getting uptight and worrying about it. You actually live life instead of fearing or fighting it. You can live a life completely free from the fears of your psyche. You just have to know how to do it. Let's take smoking as an example. It is not hard to understand how to stop smoking. The key word is stop. It really doesn't matter what patches you use. When it is all said and done, you simply must stop. The way you stop smoking is to stop putting cigarettes in your mouth. All the other techniques are just ways that you think will help, but the bottom line is all you have to do is stop putting cigarettes in your mouth. If you do this, it's guaranteed that you will stop smoking. You use the same technique to get out of your psychological mess. You just stop telling your mind that its job is to fix your personal problems. This job has broken the mind and disturbed the entire psyche. It has created fear and anxiety and neurosis. Your mind has very little control over this world. It is neither omniscient nor omnipotent. It cannot control the weather or other natural forces. Yet. I'm adding the word yet. Nor can it control all people, places, and things around you. You have given your mind an impossible task by asking it to manipulate the world in order to fix your personal inner problems. If you want to achieve a healthy state of being, stop asking your mind to do this. Just relieve your mind of the job of making sure that everyone and everything will be the way you need them to be, so that you can feel better inside. Your mind is not qualified for that job. Fire it and let go of your inner problems instead. And he continues to go on to say you can have a different relationship with your mind whenever it starts up telling you what you should or shouldn't do in order to get the world to match your preconceived concepts. Just don't listen. And he just keeps going on and sharing some other things. This is a really good book. Let me see if you guys have this book. I'll tell you what page I started on. I started on page 91, and then I'm going to flip over to page 96, kind of where it's wrapping up. I'm not going to read the whole book to you. I'm sure you guys are like, yay. He says, begin with the little things. For example, somebody says something to you that you don't like, or worse yet, doesn't acknowledge you at all. You are walking along and you see a friend. You say hello to them, but they just keep walking by. You don't know if they didn't hear you or if they actually ignored you. You aren't sure if they're mad at you or what's going on. Your mind starts going a mile a minute. Good time for a reality check. There are billions of people on this planet, and one of them didn't say hello to you. Are you saying that you can't handle that? Is that reasonable? Use these little things that happen in daily life to free yourself. In the above example, you simply choose not to get involved in the psyche. Does that mean that you stop your mind from going around in circles trying to figure out what's going on? No. It simply means that you are ready, willing, and able to watch your mind create its little melodrama. Watch all of its noise about how hurt you are and how could anybody do that. Watch the mind try to figure out what to do about it. Just marvel at the fact that all of this is going on inside simply because someone didn't say hello to you. It's truly unbelievable. Just watch the mind talk and keep relaxing and releasing. Fall behind the noise. Just keep doing this with all those little things that come up each day. It is a very private thing you do inside yourself. You will soon see that your mind is constantly driving you crazy over nothing. If you don't want to be like that, then stop putting energy into your psyche. That is all that it is. Oh, that is all there is to it. If you follow this path, the only action you ever take is to relax and release. When you start to see this stuff going on inside, you just relax your shoulders, relax your heart, and fall back behind it. Do not touch it. Do not get involved in it. And do not try to stop it. Simply be aware that you are seeing it. That's how to get out. You just let it go. And I just want to say, what has Q been telling us about all of us getting out of the matrix and all of us just stop, just let it go, stop. And so I thought that was a really good find, a really good read. I'm really enjoying the book and encourage you guys to check into it as well. It was pretty good. I've been looking at some other things that are going on in the world right now. I think BBS, I'll give you a little bit of a heads up. I think I'll take a 2 minute break real quick and I'll just kind of shift gears and go into kind of what's going on in the world and talk about some things that are going on, and we'll take it to the top of the hour and kick it to Q. So if you'll give me about a 2 minute break, I'll be right back with you guys. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. I'll talk to you in two, guys. I'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me again. It's been so fun today celebrating my birthday and seeing the growth that I've made, even just in the emotional healing and learning what those emotions were being used for, and taking control of that and moving forward and looking at the friends that I've made this past year. It's just been amazing. I wanted to point out to you guys some of the stuff that's going on in the world. I'm sure you guys have talked about it. Q even actually brought it up today that he wants to talk about it as well. But talking about the Dozy, I don't know how to pronounce it. How do you pronounce it? I don't know. Anyway, talking about what's going on with the Department of Government. Somebody help me. Anyway, you guys know what I'm talking about. I'll figure it out in a second. It'll come to me. But it's just been jaw-dropping to me to see to see how much money has been thrown to different areas in the world, not even in our country, but literally in the world. And we have so many crises at home that I'm just stunned by the multiple millions and billions that have flown out of this country like it was, on eagle's wings, so to speak. So I just wanted to encourage you guys. This is just kind of I think this is just the beginning of the Q has told us it's going to get tough, it's going to get rough. And, banks could be shutting down across multiple states. Guantanamo Bay, when all of that opens up and what all has been going on there, and the full disclosure of the sealed indictments, et cetera, and so forth, the tribunals and stuff. All of the children that have been, I really think, lost, not lost, but specifically lost on purpose. That came across our borders and that were taken and delivered to, their quote unquote uncle or their auntie or whatever, and then they were just delivered to the doorstep, and these children, these Guatemalan children, literally just vanished from their country. And we know the whole story. All of us listening know the story. But I think the best thing that we can do on the Q train is to go within, find our heart center, and figure out how can we help those, because there's going to be some that I am concerned about fracturing, and they're good-hearted people. They're people that probably even gave money to overseas foundations that are going to be proven to be, fronts for child trafficking. And this will tear these people up. So try to just press in and go within and figure out, how do we, as a collective conscious, how do we meet their needs, and how do we meet them where they're at? And just try to remember where you were back when you first started getting red pilled or first started hearing about all this. And realize that this Saturday group of people that we've got, that's constantly growing, all over the world, and even on other planets, I believe. How are we going to work together to take back the dark planet and make it the beautiful light planet that it is, the beautiful water planet that it is? So I don't want to be on the sad side of things. I want to be on the positive side of things. And I know we're all trying to work our way through to our spiritual awakening. As we're walking through our spiritual awakening, and we are believing for, ascension to take place, and then we have our project review with Q projects that we intend to do to help the masses when we are coming out of such a horrible situation that governments have left our world in. But I know that the light in us is all-knowing. It's everything, and it's all-powerful. And so we already have the power. It's just, I'm encouraging everybody to just keep pressing into your spiritual awakening and keep peeling back the layers on your onion to figure out, who am I? What am I? Why am I? How am I? And in talking to a lot of friends, we hear people call in on the radio, and some have these beautiful, vivid dreams and traveling while their physical body is sleeping, but really is traveling. And there are some of us that have never experienced that, but it doesn't mean that you are less of a person, less of a source. We're all equal. It doesn't matter if the first 12 or the first 12 or the first 12 or the last 12, because everyone has the same. We're the same. There's no hierarchy. We're all source. We're all loving, beautiful beings. And so when we put our collective consciousness together, like Saskia was talking about, man, if we could just get 1 minute to where we were all centered and focused, and not meditating, but really focusing our energy. Can you imagine how powerful that would be? So I guess, in just kind of been reflecting on this past year, it's been tough, and I could not have made it without you guys. It was incredible. But I just got a picture from Bill's family. His headstone was just placed the end of January, first of fe no end of February. Yeah, end of January, first of February, somewhere around there. And I just got a picture of it. It's beautiful. But the fact that they are still including me in that is so touching and so wonderful. And I've really been working with clearings on Creation Lightship to not be triggered by the anniversary of his passing. And I was very pleased, and not prideful, but just I'm making progress. When I got the picture, it didn't faze me. I just thought, how beautiful. It's really, they did a beautiful job on it. And this quilt, I keep saying I'm gonna finish it this next week. This quilt, I actually just left it, I sewed the borders on. I need to reinforce some of the seams that are at the edge because it's larger, so I've had to kind of finagle it through my sewing machine. And so I have to finish out the edges of the seams on the edges of the quilt, so that way when I sew the border on, that I don't have any seams that are pulling. You know what I mean? So I won't have any holes in the quilt. So I really want to thank so many people out there that have been there for me. I've got Mountain Man out there that has helped me and coached me on some, clearings that worked for him and has been a sounding board for me. And I've got Zosha and Lauren and everybody, Sarah, and just everybody that has reached out to me, and Bo and Kelly and Karen. And so I'm going to forget somebody now. That's what you get for naming all the names. All of you people, all y'all, all y'alls, all youans. Let me put it that way. My goodness. Thank you for helping me and coaching me, Fiona, for how to just be a better me, how to swim through this mud on the way to ascension. And really, it's really swimming through the mud on my spiritual awakening. It's really more where it's at after talking to my sweet friend, whom I don't have her permission to say her name. So she's just my sweet friend. So it's been a journey. I could not have done this without BBS. I'm looking forward to many, many more years of doing this and growing and being with you guys and traveling around and meeting you. I just see a vision for just getting out there and having the radio presence for sure, but then just meeting you and being there with you and traveling around and just shining my sunshine. Just being sunshine. BBS, there is no way I could have done this without you. You guys welcomed me with open arms and took a risk because I bet you guys were like, oh wow, she's kind of been through the ringer. And then not soon after I got on the radio, then Bill passed. So they've been there for me, and I am so pleased to see how the light is growing on BBS. And we just, I love you too, BBS. I just am humbled, truly humbled by the people that I've met through Lucia, Nicola Evans, and how those were just what I would have called like a divine appointment. It's beautiful how the puzzle pieces or the cogs and the wheels just kind of start clicking together and coming together. I believe there's great, great work out there for all of us to do together. And the right people are getting, okay, I'm going into my business mode here. The right people are getting on the bus, and now the people on the bus are getting in the right seats on the bus. And I just see it unfolding beautifully and coming together. So I'm going to take a little break before I go back into being inspired with Q. I have the honor and the pleasure of just being there with him and Aloha. So beautiful, such a beautiful relationship that they have, a friendship that they have. And I just love, I just sometimes sit quiet, just I want to learn. But I love participating as well. So I will be there in a few minutes. And BBS, if that's okay with you, I'd like to take a few minutes off early so I can take a break, get some more water, and be ready at the top of the hour. I love each and every one of you. Happy birthday to me. I love me. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I made it a year, and now I'm going to make it many more years. It's going to be awesome. Love to each and every one of you. I'll touch base with you soon, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful love to each and every one of you. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's an update. Edwina, Wee Woo is her new nickname. Wee Woo is doing great. She's kind of growing into her nose a little bit, like Cindy Lou Who. She's not as aggressive as she has been, so we're making some progress there. So thank you. I love each and every one of you, and I'll see you at the top of the hour with Being Inspired with Q. Don't miss it. He's phenomenal. Bye.